This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
The Olympics, they're back. And I know the only thing that really seems like has been in the news is how Ralph Lauren's costumes, we'll call them costumes, make it look like we're sending all of them off to boarding school at Hogwarts. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a specific Olympian who has a specific good luck charm that, or I guess it's more of a custom that he does before every race. Kevin has caught wind of this, and he's kind of obsessed with this. Kevin, tell everybody what it is. Or first of all, who is it?
This guy is Noah Lyles, and apparently he broke the record recently in the U.S. Olympic trials.
All right.
And won the 200-meter race in record time, beating Usain Bolt.
He's a runner. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay. Take that, Jamaica.
And he says the cause of it is because he shows the Yu-Gi-Oh card before he runs.
Yu-Gi-Oh is like Kirkland brand Pokemon.
No, it's more of the, it's like a different type of card game.
Right.
Okay, but it's in the vein of Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay.
And he shows it off. What do you mean by that?
So there's like rare cards in the trading card game, and he just shows one of them to the camera, and that's it. So
and
I'm
does
thinking.
He keep the card on him when he runs?
He puts it in his little thigh pocket.
Interesting.
Which I'm concerned that it might bend the card, but go off.
What does this have to do with you?
I'm thinking cards is the way it's for us to win.
What do you mean?
Like winning ratings. If I flash one of my cards as good luck, I feel like we're going to win the race.
And you don't do Yu-Gi-Oh. What do you do?
I do Lorcana. I dabble in Magic.
Which is, Lorcana is Disney, right?
Disney, and Magic the Gathering's been around since 1994, if you don't know what it is.
Right, get on
you
the...
live under
right.
a rock.
Right, losers.
Losers.
Yeah.
where are you going to flash a card?
Let's do like an Instagram Live.
Okay.
So you're saying that if we do an Instagram Live every single morning and you show one of your Lorcana cards just to the camera, you do that before every show and our ratings go up, that this could be our like Noah Lyles moment.
Yeah, and no one does that.
Okay, so you're going to... Now, how do you choose which Lorcana card?
I'm just going to pick expensive ones.
Okay, so we're not going to the bottom of the barrel ones.
No, I'm thinking all the rare ones. That's all Niall has been showing in his Olympic trials.
Okay.
All right, so every morning... Okay, so just to recap. Noah Lyles, the Olympian, shows off one of his rare Yu-Gi-Oh cards to a camera before each race, and then he has been kicking ass and doing really well.
Breaking records,
and we think that it's because of this custom that he has, this good luck custom. You want to duplicate this with this show, and you want to show one of your rare Lorcana cards to Instagram Live before the show starts, and then we see if our ratings go up.
Yes, but we have to do it for a while.
I'm on board with this.
You are.
I'm on board with this.
Yes, Kevin!
I think that we do it for a month. Let's see if our ratings go up, and if it does, I fully support him continuing to do this and feeding his Laura Khanna habit.
Yes.
You don't think this is going to last for like 4 days until he forgets?
Ew. Well, I do only have four like most expensive cards in Laura Khanna. So
okay,
we might
so we
have
can't
to
go
rotate.
With the tippity top of the top because you only have four.
Right.
So
show off your junky ones. Who cares?
Ew, no.
What's one of your junky ones? What's one of your
like
junkiest?
An Ursula.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ursula's one or Flynn Rider.
Okay, yeah, he's trash.
Rapunzel.
So maybe show off a Flynn Rider one. But then here's the problem though. If it doesn't work, is it because he has mostly junky cards?
See,
there's nothing we can't do anything about that.
He could buy more cards.
Gavin, be careful.
Is he gonna care about us or not?
I like how he's thinking. More cards, more luck.
I think you should tread lightly. This little boy has no money.
Well, payday's coming up and we need the luck.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Payday's coming up and we need the luck.
Okay. Are you going to buy him a pack?
I'm not buying him anything.
Well, I don't need just one pack. I need multiple if we're trying to get the rare cards.
Right, Gavin.
The rarest card's 1,500 right now.
I'm not buying you that.
You don't have to buy it.
Oh.
I know a guy.
Oh
okay.
Boy.
So.
Okay, well.
What's a rare one?
Elsa.
Oh, Elsa.
It's the most expensive one because it just released set one, and it's the most expensive one. So
okay.
if we could get our hands on that, I think our ratings will skyrocket.
How could they not? All right, so we're going to try to Frozen it up, and
yes,
then with Laura Khanna cards, just like an Olympian.
Yes! Listen to yourself.
I know. Oh, God.
106.5 The End. Confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, the game. Are you smarter than Kevin? Oh, this is going to be so exciting Friday night, Kevin, at Sky River Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. 7 o'clock?
At 7, yep.
7
Get
o'clock.
There early, though.
Got to be 21 and over, but we're going to have so much fun. And right now, we're going to have so much fun with Kyle. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
You're playing for $200 cash, and win or lose, we're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Kevin is leaving the studio right now. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture, and here we go. Kevin, get out. Go. There he goes. All right, here we go. Question 1. Simone Biles is arguably one of the greatest Olympians of all time and has now won the most medals for women's gymnastics in history. She led her women's gymnastics team to win the gold yesterday. But what is not a gymnastics event? Vault, high jump, or uneven bars?
High jump.
Question 2. Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man in 9 films, but is coming back to play the villain Dr. Doom now. So how much did they have to pay him to make him do this? Well, rumor is he's making $100 million plus a private jet plus full-time security plus many trailers that he can use while filming. True or false, this is the first time an actor will have made $100 million for a single film.
False.
Question 3. R. Kelly isn't rolling over and dying anytime soon. He's still fighting his many convictions. His appeals have now made it all the way to the Supreme Court, which usually would never agree to hear his case in a normal world. But the Supreme Court is so insane now that this just might work. Who was the last Supreme Court justice appointed? Was it Amy Coney Barrett or Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Question 4. Presumptive presidential nominee Kamala Harris held a huge rally in Atlanta yesterday that sold out the State Farm Arena. Performing was Megan Thee Stallion, and joining the campaign trail soon for Kamala Harris is rapper Offset and John Legend. Who is Offset married to? 3 seconds. 3.
I have no idea. Pass.
All righty. And question 5. McDonald's is reporting their first loss since the pandemic. They had a 1% drop in sales this year, and they are freaking out about it. The CEO said that they have many things that they plan on doing to turn things around. If McDonald's makes $25 billion a year, how much is a 1% loss?
It would be
3 seconds. Three, two,
250 one. Million.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back into the studio. Kyle, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lab technician for USDA.
A lab for the for USDA?
Yes.
So you test
on the
meat
side.
Is that?
No. We look at nutrient cycling in soil. I'm on the research side.
You're like a scientist.
What happened? I'm playing a scientist?
Yes, you're playing a scientist.
Uh-oh.
He tests nutrient levels for the USDA. That is very, that's more impressive than what you do, Kevin.
I don't know what you said, but I fell asleep.
Right, period. Wow. Well, Kyle, thank you for keeping us unpoisoned. That's nice.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold, and here we go, Kevin. You ready?
Yes.
Question one, Simone Biles, one of the greatest Olympians of all time. She has now won the most medals for women's gymnastics in history.
Ew.
She led her women's gymnastics team to win the gold yesterday for USA. What is not a gymnastics event? Vault, high jump, or uneven bars?
High jump?
Yeah.
The Instagram videos that they made, all the gymnastic girls, fire.
Fire.
Killed it. The chomping, and then the what if we don't win.
Yep. You should look up the Instagram videos for that Freddie Flips guy, too. The male gymnast. They're great. Question two, Robert Downey Jr. Is coming back to play Dr. Doom in the MCU, but how much did they have to pay him to do that? The rumor is it was $100 million, and they also are giving him a private jet, full-time security, and many trailers that he is allowed to use while filming.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that is, you made it. True or false, this is the first time an actor will have made $100 million for a single film.
False.
That is correct. Many actors have made $100 million for a film. None of them, by the way, are women. Just saying. Question three, R. Kelly isn't rolling over and dying. He's still fighting his many convictions, and now he's appealing it all the way to the Supreme Court, who've been wiling out lately, and this just might work. Who knows? Who was the last Supreme Court justice appointed? Was it Amy Coney Barrett or Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Amy Coney Barrett?
Ketanji Brown Jackson, appointed by President Biden.
Oh.
Question four, presumptive presidential nominee Kamala Harris held a huge rally in Atlanta yesterday that sold out the State Farm Arena, and performing was your girl, Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, get it, girl.
She looked super sexy, too.
Yes, she was twerking on stage.
Joining the campaign trail soon is rapper Offset and John Legend as well. Who's Offset married to?
Cardi B.
Boom. Yeah. There's a rumor Cardi B is going to also possibly show up at the Democratic National Convention, which would be insane. I don't know.
She's very political, though.
I know, but so is Hulk Hogan, and that was a mistake. So I don't know. All right, here we go. Question five, McDonald's is reporting their first loss since the pandemic. They had a 1% drop in sales this year, and they are freaking out about it. Kevin, you need to eat more Big Macs.
The price rolls up. I'm not.
If McDonald's makes $25 billion a year, because they do, how much is a 1% loss?
Isn't it just 250 million?
That is it.
Just drop a zero.
$250 million. All right, Kyle, are you there?
Yes.
Here we go. Final score.
Do I beat a scientist?
You both got four.
Oh!
Unbelievable.
I'm just as smart as a scientist.
This is the third day in a row that we have had a tie. That is shocking and exciting. Wowie wow.
I'm pissed I didn't get 5 for 5.
I'm pissed about it too, Kevin. Well, Kyle, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Kevin.
Just as smart as Kevin, but we add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. But you're walking away with a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Stay on hold so we can get your information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 PM, it's the Wake Up Call.
I know, we all love DoorDash. We all love that we can have things just delivered to our house. Doesn't even seem to matter what it is anymore. But Katie may have taken it too far. We got a text message from Katie. It wasn't a cry for help explicitly, but it was a cry for help. And ever since she broke her hand playing tug of war.
Got it. I have to tell you, as a middle-aged woman, having to tell people over and over how I broke my hand is so humiliating.
Does she have bone density problems? Yeah, probably.
Okay, no.
But ever since she broke her hand playing tug of war, you have been in a dark place.
Yes! That is so true, to say the least.
This might have been the darkest. Tell everybody what you had DoorDashed to your house.
Okay, you keep saying it like it's a bad thing.
Tell everybody.
I took DoorDash to the next level.
Let people decide.
Okay, an iPad?
An iPad.
Okay, I need you to know. I love delivery services.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, Instacart has my heart. I don't know why I wouldn't DoorDash it. Why not?
Let's go backwards.
Okay.
Why did you need an iPad?
Thank you for asking. I'm down to one hand,
right,
as we know.
Right.
And so doing things on a computer is very difficult because there's a mouse situation involved.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I have to do everything on my phone.
Okay.
And trying to live your entire life through email, Google documents, all the different stuff, calendars, blah, 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 blah. Trying to do this on my phone is like starting to give me agita.
I can understand that.
Okay. So the solution my husband and I came up with was, let's just do everything on the iPad. Have my iPad mirror my phone. Well, the iPad that we had is so old, we couldn't update it anymore.
Okay.
So, but I have to tell you, you think this is the weirdest thing I've ever DoorDashed.
Is it weirder than this?
I think I've done weirder.
All right. So why you needed the iPad makes sense.
Okay.
I'll give you that. You live in Rockland.
Uh-huh.
I know exactly where you live.
Thank you.
It is not more than 7 miles from Best Buy.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Probably even closer to other iPads, such as Target.
Target, yeah. Could have done it from there.
You couldn't have driven to Target?
No, I could have.
It's a choice.
Okay, my question to you is just why?
Get out of the house. Feel the sunshine.
It's been so hot.
The weather was so nice over the weekend. It was like stunningly gorgeous.
I stood outside a couple times.
Stood outside? That makes it sound like you got yard time in prison. I know that you broke your hand in tug of war.
Stop saying it.
Playing tug of war. That doesn't make you a veteran. Okay? The word war is real loosey-goosey. You don't need to treat yourself like one. You're allowed to get out there and see the world.
Yeah.
Venture to Target and get yourself an iPad. I leap for the opportunities to do stuff like that.
That's so sad to me.
It's not.
That you look so forward to getting out of your house and going to Target.
I hate just being in the house.
I love my house.
I mean, I like my house, but I like leaving it, though, and I like doing stuff. Oh, and it's not to get away from my family, so I usually bring my kids with me.
Usually do, yeah.
Like, if my one kid who plays flag football needs a football, could I get that on Amazon next day? I absolutely could. But nope, we're on our way to Dick's. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go look. Because, one, gets us out of the house. Two, guess what's not at Dick's? Any screens. Okay, I'm not watching a screen. Yeah. They're not watching a screen.
I'm not worried about them watching a screen. I'm always watching a screen.
You're always watching a screen.
Yeah, my kids are happy to not be on a screen. Sometimes I do DoorDash things, and I will say that it does embarrass me.
Like what? If you're just joining us, she DoorDashed an iPad to her house.
The guy that was delivering the iPad did seem a little shocked that I was.
Like, here's your iPad?
Yeah. He goes, I didn't even know you could do this.
And I do this for a living.
I said, I know. I have DoorDashed in the same order an entire turkey, and with that a Roomba.
Those are the weirdest?
Well, it was in the same order.
Oh, I see. They're back to back.
Yeah, so the person that had to...
Same person?
Gavin, same order. Send them to Costco.
Right.
While, you know, I'm going to need two things. Mommy needs two things.
Right. I need an entire 8-pound turkey.
And I need a Roomba.
And I need something to pick all the stuff up from the 8-pound turkey that I plan on dropping.
It's just, I'm not going to be sweeping. You're not going to catch me.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right. Well, what is the weirdest thing you've ever DoorDashed to your house? Text in to 916-909-1065. Can you top an iPad? I'll bet you probably could. Get out of the house.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're new to The Wake Up Call, first of all, welcome. And second of all, one thing that you need to know about Katie is that Katie is a TV addict. Mm-hmm. She has seen only about 5 or 6 movies, but she has seen every television show that's ever been made. Start to end. And there is a show that everybody is talking about right now, and it is called Love Island.
Correct. Love Island US.
And I'm sure that you have been inundated in your DMs with listeners wanting to know your thoughts on Love Island.
Of course.
Is it on Peacock? Is
yeah,
that it's okay? Peacock. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What is Love Island about?
Okay, Love Island is a dating, I guess, competition where all of these beautiful people, by the way, Nicole from Sacramento, and the point is to couple up with people. Sometimes you couple up with somebody and somebody in that couple decides they're not really feeling you anymore because guess what they keep doing? They keep bringing new hotties in.
I see.
So you have dedicated yourself to one hottie and then they call them bombshells and then they bring in more, they bring in a couple more bombshells and you're like, ooh, maybe I like this girl or this guy more. They all sleep in the same bed.
They all sleep in one gigantic bed?
They sleep in one big room.
Like a cult?
No. They sleep in one big room.
Okay.
With a bunch of queen-size beds in it.
Okay.
And if you're coupled up with somebody, you sleep with that person.
How do you determine whether or not you're coupled up? First of all, this is not the show I thought it was.
Okay.
And I'm disappointed.
Oh, what did you think about
it? I thought Love Island was a nature documentary about people who love archipelagos.
No.
And I love this island. And I love this island. Okay. Well, it's not about that. That's fine. How do you determine if you're coupled up with somebody?
Well, you have, these meetings. And she says, like, we're going to have a recoupling. And you get to choose if you want to stay coupled with the person that you're with.
You go on the show as a couple?
No, you meet there. And that's, here's why I'm talking about this, okay? I want to love this so much. By every metrics available, I should be so into it. I can't get into it. And I think it's because it's too fake.
Well, of course it's fake.
But for
they're all fake.
Okay, but like the way these people cry because somebody that they met 2 days ago wants to couple up with somebody else, it's like, I want to punch my own face. I can't. I want.
But you hate it.
I hate it.
I think you might be maturing.
Oh, don't say that.
I think that this might be finally happening to you. That you might be shying away and being able to sniff out dog-esque reality.
See, now
television.
I've never been somebody that was into The Bachelor.
Right. I can't understand why anybody would be.
This is better than The Bachelor, I would say.
Wow. And that's a low bar.
Right.
Because
this isn't what I want for myself.
Because what's the point? What is the point of the show?
The point of the show is to be the last couple standing, and then I think you get money.
Well, how do you get eliminated?
Well, if you're not coupled up with somebody, a couple things can happen. The audience who's playing along at home can vote you off.
What? Why? Why would you vote somebody off?
Because you're not.
Because you don't like, because you're annoyed by them?
No, because they're not finding love.
Right, love. Okay? Right. It sounds like love.
I wish we could get Nicole on the show.
We don't need Nicole on the show.
Gavin, if you saw Nicole, you would like to get Nicole on the show.
I want Nicole to come into the studio. If you know Nicole from Love Island, have her come into the studio because I want her to tell me what the hell this show is about. Okay?
I can tell you.
Because you're not doing a great job.
I can tell you, trying to explain it to another person that hasn't watched it feels impossible.
How many episodes did you make it?
Okay, that's the other thing. There's 500,000 episodes. I saved them.
Oh, it's
them.
Done. It's done.
It's done, I believe. I saved them because I knew I had surgery on my hand. And I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to be able to like completely binge. It was on 4 days a week.
Oh, my God.
So I'm on like the 27th episode.
And how far is that into
I don't know.
That sounds exhausting.
Oh, God.
Don't be upset. I think this is a good thing.
Okay.
That you are turned off by a show that is tawdry.
Yeah.
And fake.
Yeah.
And sounds stupid. It sounds like it's the worst of Big Brother and Survivor and The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's the worst parts of all those shows mushed together in one queen size bed. That's what it sounds like. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
If you're watching Love Island, though, and Katie got any of that synopsis wrong, text in to 916-909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Text in to 916-909-1065. 916-909-1065 as we run through this list and tell us, would this enrage you because it's one of your pet peeves, or would you be totally fine with it? Katie, you know for a fact that the first one on here is one of my biggest pet peeves, so much so that calling it a pet peeve makes it sound too cute.
Okay.
When someone puts their shopping cart...
Oh, yeah.
Or doesn't put their shopping
doesn't
cart
put
back,
their shopping cart away.
It makes me shoot steam out of my ears.
And I know I am somebody who has admitted that I have not put my shopping cart away before.
I'm happy to report that 82% of people say this is valid. This is a pet peeve that's valid.
Okay.
Another one that's on this list. When you're watching TV... and the sync is off on the audio and the video.
Oh, that's impossible.
I can't watch it.
I feel like it makes your brain shut down.
Yeah, that's a valid pet peeve.
Valid.
Okay, 89% of people say that that is a valid pet peeve. This one's not on there, but it reminded me. How about when you're watching TV and a commercial comes on with the volume too loud?
Oh, that's me. They're always too loud.
And it makes me feel like an elderly person. Be like, oh my God.
Okay, I feel like that. I cover my ears all the time for things. So to me, it just feels normal. But it's a lot of up and down on the remote.
All right, this one. By the way, we're running over pet peeves. Are these valid or not? You can text in to 909-1065 when someone is driving under the speed limit.
No.
Really?
I just go around them.
Drives me insane. What if you can't go around them?
Well, then in that case...
What if it's a single lane road?
In that case, you still can, usually.
Not if it's like
a one-way road?
Like, no, if it's like a... If you're in a residential area or something like that.
Yeah.
You're going to drive on the other side of a double solid line?
Sometimes you have to.
That's illegal.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Okay, technically, but still.
That makes me go insane.
First of all, I know this drives you insane. And if you're going to sit there and pretend like you won't go around somebody on a road like that,
I won't.
I hope God can hear you.
It's got to be
such a liar.
It's got to be.
When you take that back road from Roseville to 5, so you can go to the airport.
Roseville to 99.
Roseville to 99.
Riego Road, baseline Riego.
You won't.
I will only do it on the spots that are dotted. I will only do it on the spots that are dotted.
Struck dead.
Okay.
Next.
How about somebody texted in this one? Somebody not flushing a toilet. Is that a valid pet peeve?
If it's number one.
They didn't say.
If it's just pee, who cares?
Oh, God. What if it's a stranger? What if it's a public toilet?
I just flush it with my foot.
How much is it putting you out to flush the toilet when you're done?
I get that, but it's not like, it's not a pet peeve for me.
Here's another one from the list. When someone is eating around you, but you're not eating.
Am I hungry?
I don't know.
I don't know. This isn't a pet peeve.
I wouldn't call it a pet peeve, but it is something that makes me go insane.
Oh, it makes me if I'm the person eating and nobody else is eating, it makes me super uncomfortable. But to be on the receiving end of it, I'm fine.
Even if I'm full and there are people still eating around me, this is why having kids has been so bad for me. Like, because it takes kids so long to eat their dinner.
Okay.
If people are still eating and I'm sitting at a table, even if there's no food left on my plate, I will go scavenging for food.
Yeah, you've got a weird problem.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? When there's only one non-self-checkout line open at the grocery store in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah. If there's a long line,
there's always a long line.
Yeah. It's like, guys, why do you even have so?
I don't mind it as much as if I can see other workers not opening up another line. That's when I start to get real pet peeve.
Okay. How about this one? You go to a restaurant and they tell you that you have to wait, but you can tell there's a million empty tables.
Drives me nuts!
It's like, how many reservations could you possibly have right now? I bet the answer isn't a lot.
Right. How behind and understaffed is that kitchen that you have to have one, two, three, four, almost all of these tables are empty.
Yeah.
It just happened to me. I went to Chili's. I'll call you out, Chili's.
No,
I went in there. They're like 20 minute wait. I go, that table right there is open. And they're like, well, we're staggering right now. Staggering? I'm going to be staggering out the door if you make me wait 20 minutes for nothing.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call. Everything is
awesome. Katie has a story that is very near and dear to my heart. I don't know the details. She does. But I know that it involves stealing one of my most favorite things.
That's right.
Legos.
Legos.
What are the details of the story?
Okay, so cops did a 3-month investigation and busted a toy store owner who stole over $200,000 worth of Legos. It was 4,000 boxes.
Wow.
Okay. And these cops, they're like, why is this toy store owner selling Legos at a reduced price to people?
Because a lot of people don't know this, but Legos are kind of like Apple products where they don't really go on sale. And if they ever do, it's like sanctioned by Lego and like it's like practically nothing.
Well, what happened was the toy store owner was buying already stolen Legos. It was basically this Lego ring where somebody would go to department stores, steal Legos from there, sell them back to this guy, and then the toy store owner would sell them at a reduced price in his store.
Fully knowing that they were stolen goods.
Fully knowing.
I believe that's called a fence.
Well, he was doing it to get drug money.
You know that there is some divorced dad out there that when he gets his kids on the weekend, he goes, hey, we're going to Crazy Joe's toy shop and we'll find something to occupy you. Crazy Joe scares me.
He scares me too.
That's totally what happened. I will say this. It's impressive if you can steal Legos. They're not quiet.
Well, guess what? There's a black market for stolen Legos.
Shut up!
Specifically here in California.
Now, shut up!
This happened in Oregon, the story we're talking about, but here in California, people go to great lengths to be part of this black market Lego ring.
Tell me about this black market, just for, you know, research purposes.
Okay, please. You find somebody online that is selling them personally, wink,
okay? All right.
Or go to swap meets.
Lego swap meets?
Well, I think it's just a swap meet.
Okay.
And then somebody's there selling Legos. I don't think it's a Lego swap meet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you're the cops that are on this case, because they had to investigate it for 3 months.
Wow.
Do the other cops think you're cool, or do the other cops think you're a baby?
Oh, they're making fun of you the whole time.
The whole time, right?
Hey, how's your toys case coming?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Blockhead.
He's a drug addict selling toys to kids. Stolen toys.
Yeah.
And when it was all said and done, somebody definitely made him a trophy made out of Legos.
Oh my God, of course.
Or a little cop car made out of Legos. I would. I definitely would.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to say this.
Oh boy.
Let's say, not me.
Yeah.
But some morning radio show host in Sacramento, California.
Okay.
Really has always wanted to build Cinderella's castle from Disney World in Legos.
Okay.
But it's always been too expensive.
Like, how
it's
expensive?
Like, I think it's like $450, maybe $500.
Okay. That's a lot of money for something that you don't know where to put it when you're done.
I mean, I know where to put it. My wife just says it can't go there.
Not in your dining room, right? You want to put it in your dining room, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, no.
Okay, fine then. In our bedroom on my nightstand.
Okay, so if a Sacramento morning radio host,
not named me,
right?
Okay, wants to buy this at a discounted rate,
right?
And I went. I have to go to a swap meet to do it.
Right.
So I'm guessing just like any other illicit purchase, you have to pad it with other things, like when you bought condoms for the first time.
Okay.
So I have to go to the swap meet.
Right.
And I can't just go right to Cinderella's castle for
stop.
Legos.
At first, you're going to have to get a Raiders blanket.
All right, I get a Raiders blanket.
Then you're going to have to get 3 Jesus candles.
Done.
While you're at it, get some what look like beautiful heirloom tomatoes.
I was out of tomatoes anyway.
Okay, and then... Oh, what do we have here?
This, oh, my goodness gracious me. Is this the Cinderella Castle?
From Disney World. Okay.
$200. That's like more than 50% off, good sir. I said, that is more. Why? Okay. All right. Cash. You don't take Apple Pay?
You don't
pay?
Have like
cash.
A square? Oh, okay.
You are aggressive. Okay. Listen, worth it. I think that experience is 100%
again,
worth it. To
buy drugs.
Correct. For somebody who
it's
also.
It's not you. The person's not you.
You get it.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Okay.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We've talked about on this show before how I hate that we are giving terms to what seem like everything now. But this is an example, though, I think, where the term is interesting. This came from, well, now he's a podcaster, but before this, he was a sex expert named Dan Savage. He coined a term called polyamorous. Instead of polyamorous with a P,
okay,
this is polyamorous with a T. And it refers to tolerance. And what you are tolerant of is you're in a relationship where you know your partner is cheating on you, but you pretend not to know about it. You are tolerant of their infidelity. And the reason why is because everything else in your life is fine. So you block that part of your knowledge out so that you can still enjoy your life.
To me, this feels more like low self-esteem.
Why? And you can text in your thoughts, by the way, to 916-909-1065 as well.
The odds that every single thing in your life, except for this really big thing, is fine, feels very unlikely. If you are tolerating the fact that your partner's cheating, you either don't really care about that person, and maybe your lifestyle is, you don't want to lose your lifestyle or something. In that case, I would say you're not living a fine life. Or you feel like if you even tell this other person to stop cheating on you, they will leave you. Or you feel so like bad about yourself that you just would rather turn the other way and pretend it's not happening because you don't have the confidence to stand up for yourself.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
First of all, and this is not my opinion, this is the opinion of multiple people who are experts on sex. Human beings are not meant to be monogamous for as long as we are alive. So if that is a scientific truth, at least according to many experts, then why not pursue something like this?
Because even if it is a scientific proof, people knowing that still got married and said, I am going to be monogamous. So sorry. That's what you signed up for.
But that's also because of norms, social norms that existed back when marriage was not about love. It was about property and safety decided to keep that going.
Okay,
and
have
attached emotion to it.
If you decide to keep that going,
right,
then you have to play within those rules.
But what if you don't? That's what this is talking about, which if you're just joining us, there's a new term out there called polyamorous, which is you are tolerant of your partner's infidelity. Again, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
I know.
So what about this? What is a supplement?
What do you mean?
Like a supplement. You take a supplement. Let's say your body is fine.
Yeah.
However, your doctor says you're low in iron.
Okay.
So you take an iron supplement.
Okay.
To keep going. What if this is basically that? What if sex outside of the marriage is a supplement to keep the marriage going?
I think that it is less of a supplement and more of just a Band-Aid that is stopping the bleed, but not curing the wound.
Text messages coming in. It's interesting you said that, to 916-909-1065. I would kill my husband if he ever did this to me.
Of course.
A Band-Aid would definitely not work for there. another text message that we got that said, all of that might be true, but it doesn't take into account emotions that come along with all of this stuff. That's actually a valid point. Like, if you look at it from a purely biological standpoint on monogamy and stuff like that, well, animals don't fall in love with each other.
Exactly.
That's the one caveat that shoots down all of the experts from saying,
scientists can say, no, our brains weren't, our bodies weren't designed to blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, that's not going to make me not cry.
Right, right.
So, sorry. Yeah.
There's a movie out there called I Love You to Death. Have you ever seen it?
I think I've heard of it.
It's so funny. And it's a true story. And it's about, this is why I don't think being a polyamorous couple will work. Okay. It's a true story about a woman in New York who knew her husband was cheating with practically every woman in town.
Oh, my God.
Okay. She knew, but she pretended not to know, despite her best friend and her mother telling her all the time, he's doing this.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, he's not. But she knew he was.
Okay.
It got so bad that she tried to kill him.
Oh.
One day she just snapped and she tried to kill him. And it didn't work. So she tried to kill him again.
Oh, my God.
And that didn't work. And then she finally hired killers to shoot him in the head.
Jeez.
They did. And that didn't work.
Oh, my God.
But you know what it did do?
Made him fall back in love.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
It made him realize how much she loved him.
What?
So I'm not saying that that is the conclusion we all need to get rid of a situation like this. I'm just saying it could lead to this. And there's enough violence in this country. Keep your text messages coming in to 909-1065. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.